A multidimensional personality. A multidimensional personality. Imam Muhammad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in Silsila Multi-Dimensional Personality, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, which is a special transmission on the biography of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Today we are here with another beautiful topic on the blessed personality of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Inshallah, today one of the beautiful dimensions of Ala Hazrat we will be discussing, that is his own hawala, you can say, that is Mali Islamic brothers, Ishq-e Rasul, that is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if you talk about love of Mustafa, then you just click something in your mind, few personalities, then inshallah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, will be one of those personalities which will straight away come to your mind. Those, they love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to the utmost level, to the extreme level they showed their love, and they, many Islamic brothers, even got to the level of fana fir Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before we proceed ahead, let's make few good intentions, because it is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And remember, you're not rewarded for your good actions unless you make good intentions. So inshallah, you also remember this point, that the more intentions you make, the higher the reward you can attain, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make an intention that you will listen from start to end for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And insha'Allah, you can make this intention too, that you will remember what you learn, you will act upon what you learn, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if you've got pen and paper, you can note down the important points as well. So inshallah, they'll be able to help you to remember the content, and later on, it'll help you to revise what you have learned. It's also a good idea to sit with your family members and listen. And dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today we will start this silsila with Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Why? Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, says, to increase the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, listen not of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from those Sana Khan Mustafa, they have got a good voice. Inshallah, we'll listen one not of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بدحا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بدحا تیرا
Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. No doubt there is the jood, the generosity of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. What can you talk about? The generosity, the jood of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No is not heard from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If any needy goes to the court of Rasulullah, Allah says, the no, the word of no, nahi sunta hi nahi. No is not heard from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, there was a person, Hatim Tai, who was very, very famous in generosity. See, he had so many doors. From anywhere the needy would come, he would give him. He would not return no one from any door. For example, from the front door, if some needy had come, he would give him. From another door, he would return, he would also give him. From any of his other so many doors, he would turn back but he would not return that needy. This was his generosity. But subhanallah, subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers, my Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, when if somebody would come to Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, he alayhi salatu wasalam would give to the needy that much that he would not need to come back to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. This is jood of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Itna diya sarkar ne mujhko jitni meri awqat nahi. And my dear Islamic brothers, Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam as jood, what can you talk about? Sakhi is the one, whatever he needs, he keeps for himself and then he gives something else. But jood is, subhanallah, you don't keep for yourself, you just give it to others. This is the jood, and Allah says, Wah, kya jood o karam hai, shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala tera, la kehna nahi, adat Rasulullah ki. This is not in the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he says no to the sa'il. He doesn't return to the sa'il. Wo to ata karne wale hain. He provides. He gives from the treasures of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah Hazrat says. Wah kya judo karan hai shahe batha tera nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. A beautiful topic about a beautiful personality, ishq of Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, the love for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a true ashiq of رسول كريم عليه الصلاة والتسليم على حضرت إمام أحمد رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن. What a great love he possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today's topic is, and today's inshallah silsila, we'll be talking about the love of Ala Hazrat he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. So inshallah, I'll go to the Muballighin of Dawat Islami, and inshallah I'll ask them what they would like to share with the viewers of Madani channel with regards to this beautiful topic. Inshallah, Deewasim Bhatt.
Alhamdulillah, Zawajal, the topic of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's an amazing topic in terms of this very characteristic, this very quality of loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the base of our iman, of our faith. And the stronger love we have for Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the stronger iman we will have. And Alhamdulillah, Zawajal, the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, along with many other characteristics, the common characteristics that they would have, one main major component that they would have in their characteristic is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because no one can attain wilayat without loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala.
The soul of the iman, this is the jaan of the iman.
This is the jaan of the iman.
Man cannot become kamil and complete without the love of Rasulullah.
Indeed, indeed, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then every wali, they would have a unique way of expressing their love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And by going through their seerah, you get amazed that how they expressed their love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we look at ourselves, if we ask the question to ourselves, that do we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? There wouldn't be a single person who will say, no, I don't love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We all will make the claim that yes, we do love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to proving the claim, the validity of this claim, that's where we fail. That's where we lack. When it comes to proof of a claim that yes, we do love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and when it comes to the fact of proving it practically, that's where we fail.
Every dawah has its dalil.
Indeed. And when we talk about the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, we find that every part of his limb, every part of his body, every limb of his body was completely drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. His way of expressing love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was absolutely unique. Absolutely unique. And it is my firm belief, and anyone who's read the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, they would agree to the fact that if there is to be a list of those who were among those who had the most love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, name of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, would be among the top of the list. Which habit or which aspect of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala's life can we cover in terms of the love that he expressed through his actions? Whether you want to talk about the way he ate food, or the way he or the way he would go sleep, or the way he would converse to others, or the way he would express his love towards children, or the way he would show love towards other things, or the way, even through his scholarly work, the books of fiqh that he wrote, you can see the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that he had in himself. And his poetry, whichever aspect you want to take, you will find the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Would you be able to share any of the aspects to the viewers of Madhya Channel, they can understand that?
If you, just from this characteristic of Allah Hazrat, we can see how much drowned and he was in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he would begin the day with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
Whenever he would begin his day, it would be with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whenever he would go sleep, the last thing he would write would be salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Where can you find such personality?
Allah.
That this was his regular routine.
Subhanallah.
After going through the seerah of awliya kiram rahimahumullah, we also at times develop a mindset that, okay, we will also start expressing our love towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will also act upon sunnah, so on and so forth. But we do that for a day or two. And slowly we go back to our normal routines. But when it comes to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, we will find that he held up to sunnah and these habits throughout his life with steadfastness. And this is something to be noted, that any day that Allah Hazrat would begin, it would be with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And any day that he would end, it would be by sending salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Once his student, his beloved student and Khalifa, Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, asked Imam Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat, why are you so firm upon those who disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon those who have correct beliefs, upon those who are misguiding people? And Imam Ahl Sunnat, what do they say? That if I am asked to sacrifice anything, I will sacrifice it. If you ask me to sacrifice my wealth, I will sacrifice it. But the only thing I cannot compromise and sacrifice on is the dignity, the eminence, the elevation, the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this firmness he had towards those who had corrupt beliefs.
Tere naam par karun jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida. Tere naam par karun jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya, karodon jahan nahi. Allah Hazrat says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only for your name, I would like to sacrifice my jaan, my soul, my life. Then he says, just one life? Number six, then he says, Do jahan fida, both worlds I would like to sacrifice. Only for your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many things, only two words. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, I am not satisfied. Even sacrificing the both worlds for your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Karun kya, karodon jahan nahi. If there were billions of worlds, I would have sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not for you, for your name, Ya Rasulullah. This was the ishq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had. So no doubt, this is very much reflected in the seerah of Ala Hazrat.
Indeed, and the same point, I mean, as we come in the poetry, a person just get amazed to the extent he showed his love in the poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As the world renowned and the famous kalam, the salatu salam that is recited all over the globe nowadays, Mustafa jaan-e rahmat pe lakhon salam, shum'e bazm-e hidayat pe lakhon salam. In this salam, Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has praised every single blessed body part of Aqa alayhi salatu salam. Whether it is a blessed head, whether it is a blessed hair, whether these are the blessed eyes, whether
the complete hulya mubarak in a point.
Indeed, he praised his blessed arms, his blessed hair, his blessed eyes, his blessed beard, every body part. Where can you find such love?
Waqas bhai, what would like to add here? The love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Aqa alayhi
salam. One of the ways to show love for somebody that you love is to love their family as well. To love their children, to love their parents. For example, if I say I love somebody, I can't just love them. I must love the people that they love as well. And one of the ways that Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi showed love was he was so deeply in love with the Sayyid, the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many waqiyat in his life. That one, subhanAllah, Allah Hazrat was going somewhere, and mashallah, as you know, he was the best of Ali Medin. And at that time, the ulama, they were transported in chariots, where there was a box. Four people used to carry that and walk with the ulama ikram in this box. Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, sitting in this box one day, and he's going as a normal routine, and suddenly he tells that chariot to stop. He says, tell me which one of you is a Sayyid.
Allahu.
He said, I can smell the blessed scent of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came off this chariot, off this mode of transport, and he said, the one that was a Sayyid there, he was a bit hesitant to say. He said, Allah Hazrat is going to stop his routines. But Allah Hazrat again encouraged him. He said, look, you must tell me which one of you is a Sayyid. The one that was a Sayyid, he came forward, he said, Huzur, I am the Sayyid. Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, with tears in his eyes, he fell at this person's feet and he said, forgive me.
Allah.
Please forgive me. This person, he says, this is my job. There's no need to ask for forgiveness. He said, no, you are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I beg you, forgive me. He said, okay, I forgive you. Let's carry on. He said, no, now you have forgiven me, but we're not going to carry on. What if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me on the Day of Judgment, oh, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, is this what my family was made for? Is this why how you treated my family? That my family carried you on your shoulders. Now, to compensate for this, what I would have to do is that you sit on this chariot and I will carry you on my shoulders. However long you have carried me for, I will carry you for the same amount. How will I reply to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So what they done, they made this Sayyid sit on this mode of transport, and Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi carried this person on his blessed shoulders for the same amount of time that he carried Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. And the whole of the people there, the majma that was there, they were seeing that this imam of the time, this mufti, this alim of the time, this one who writes so many fatawas, he's carrying a young man on his own shoulders, the imam of the time. But this was no ordinary person. This was a person from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful waqiyat, a child. Once Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi was delivering a speech, people were sitting there. And what they see is that every time Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, after a few minutes, he stands up. And then he sits down again. Then he stands up again. Then he sits down again. The people asked him, Azur, what's the matter? Why are you standing up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down? What's the issue? He said that what it is, that there's a young child that lives in the same area and he's playing. Whenever he comes in front of me, I stand up out of respect. Whenever he goes, I sit down. Then he comes again and I stand up out of respect again. Who is this child? He's a Sayyid, he's from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
This waqi is also in the seerah of one of the imams, the Aimai Mujtahideen have read, mashallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madam Channel, subhanAllah, what a beautiful ways to show respect to the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, love had, and specifically Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he possessed, and he expressed it in many different ways. You see, Mike, we were adding something that Allah has written salam, and he has expressed the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he has described the complete hulya mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You would like to add anything onto this?
It's just amazing to know the first of all, in order to do so, you need to be at such scholarly level where you are able to do so. You are able to describe someone in such a format, first of all. And secondly, once you have the practical means of doing that, then you need to have that insight, the spiritual insight, the love which will make that practicality turn into spirituality, and you will be able to do that. So that divine help was that divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman due to his Ishq Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he had. Otherwise, this ulama, they say that there are two kalams which have mainly been popularized across the globe. One in Arabic, one in Urdu. The one in Arabic is Qasida Burda Sharif, Mawla Ya Salli Wa Sallim. And the one in Urdu is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilakhu Salaam. Globally accepted. Whichever masjid you go today after Jum'ah, almost in every masjid this kalam is being read. And this is a sign, a symbol of acceptance of this in the bargah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam. And ulama, they even mentioned this, that not only the two kalams have been renowned across the globe, envelope, but they're two kalams which have been renowned in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they also refer to these two kalams. One in Arabi, one in Urdu. The one in Arabi is Qasida Burda Sharif. And one in Urdu is Mustafa Jani Rahmat. Pe lakho salam. Shum-e-Bazm-e-Hidayat. Pe lakho salam. And to have such rank, to be able to write such poetry, it cannot be done without having that insight, the spiritual insight. True love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just if you think for a second, you know, when Imam Ahl Sunnat was writing this kalam, if you just think for a second, what state of mind he would be in when he was thinking about writing about the beautiful, blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what state of mind he would have gone into? What would he be thinking when he was thinking about the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was thinking about the blessed forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was thinking about the blessed eyebrows of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Just imagine what state of mind he would have gone into. And to go into that state of mind, you need to have that level of love, which was backed up with the ilm, with the knowledge that he had, and then the spiritual insight which made him to write this kalam. And this wasn't the only kalam in which he praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such way. We see many other kalams in which he praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed body in various other ways. But this very kalam, especially because ulama have chosen this kalam to be outstanding in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to have obtained the status of being acclaimed in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with Qasida Burda Sharif.
MashaAllah, many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt there are so many different aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat where he has expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His initial name which was given to him was Muhammad. It shows the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His father had, he named his child as Muhammad. Then the mother of Ala Hazrat, she used to call Ammaniya with love. She used to call him Ammaniya, subhanAllah. And then the father of Ala Hazrat and other relatives, they used to call Ahmad Mia to Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma. Right? And then the Jaddi Amjad, he had given the name to Ala Hazrat was Ahmad Raza,
subhanAllah.
And the historical name was Al Mukhtar.
SubhanAllah.
And then Ala Hazrat, subhanAllah. Now look, there are so many names and different people, they called Ala Hazrat and they were given to Ala Hazrat. But what Ala Hazrat chose for himself, the name he kept for himself was Abdi Mustafa.
SubhanAllah.
Abdi Mustafa, the slave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt he was a true slave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once he says, Khauf narak raza zara. خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا تو تو ہے عبد مصطفی تیرے لیے امان ہے تیرے لیے امان ہے اور رضا you should not have fear because you are the slave of مصطفی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم for you is the peace for you is the peace خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا تو تو ہے عبد مصطفی when you are slave of مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then why are you worried why are you having a fear Inshallah, for you is the peace. Definitely, in this world, he will have peace. And on the day of judgment, Imam Ahmad Raza will have peace. And for the sake of Imam Ahmad Raza, the devotees, the lover of Imam Ahmad Raza, inshallah, they will have the peace. And they will, inshallah, with him go into Jannah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, once Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, he shows the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He himself says, Bihamdillah. Right? He praises Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that if my heart is broken into two pieces, Allahu Akbar. Then he says, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He takes the oath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How certain can you be? I can't say anything that's with that certainty. My dear Islamic brothers, and can you imagine if Ala Hazrat will say something which is not certain? Can Ala Hazrat take the oath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on something he's not certain? Then let me say it. He was 112% certain what he was saying. And if he took the oath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he
was certain unto this. He said, by Allah, if my heart is broken into two pieces, then you will find on the one side, La ilaha illallah, and on the other side, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. This was the love for Allah and His Rasul, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, he had. Ali Islamic brothers, this is what we are discussing today. Ji, Waqas, you would like to share anything about the love of Mustafa he had, radiyallahu ta'ala.
When we love somebody, we can't hear anything bad about them. Same Allah Hazrat Abdullah's love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala was so much that he was strict against those who disrespect the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. So when people used to write something in disrespect of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala and Allah Hazrat used to be strict against them, they used to stop for a while disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala and they used to write bad things about Allah Hazrat Abdullah. And people said to him, look, you going and stopping them, now they're writing bad things about you. He said, Alhamdulillah, now my heart is at peace. That at least they have stopped writing wrong things about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, and their attention is diverted to me. Oh, no. Their attention is not towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.
For the time being, they will not be talking ill about Rasulullah
subhanallah. So this is true love, that we take, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi would take bad things written about himself, as long as there's nothing said bad about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This is where Allah Hazrat also said that, had they been saying bad things about me or insulting me, I wouldn't have that much anger towards them. Yeah. But because they're saying, they're disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that's why my firmness is against them. And over here, the beautiful Madani Pearl, that today, if someone says something bad to us, what is our state? Because these personalities, their wrath, their pleasure, everything was for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we find in the seerah of Awliya Karam rahimahumullah, the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they wouldn't have anger or pleasure for the sake of their nafs.
True.
Any anger or any pleasure they would have, it would be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The day Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when you're talking about the life, the biography of Ala Hazrat, the one thing which stands out, one thing which is quite crystal clear, is the love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And normally, he has also mentioned this in the khutbah razawiyya, ala la imana liman la muhabbatala. No doubt, Marine Islamic brothers, without a doubt, there is no iman without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the iman. Rather, it is the soul and jaan of the iman. The iman cannot be completed without the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat was the true reflection of this. He showed from his personality. And as earlier said, when you love somebody, you love his personality. When you love somebody, you love his walking, you love his talking, you love his sitting, you love the way he walks, the way he talks, you love his sitting, you love his each and every belonging you love to. That's why Allah Hazrat loved Madinatul Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so much. Because my dear Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had nisbat. Rasulullah, when he migrated to Madinatul Nabi, which was Yathrib before, right, the city of diseases that turned into Madinatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, it got honor because of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Marine Islamic brothers, ہم ہو گئی پشتے فلک استان زمین سے ہم پہ مدینہ ہے یہ رتبہ ہے ہمارا. That's why the earth now it gets proud of that I have مدینہ النبی on me. اللہ اکبر. My dear Islamic brothers, and remember, subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the skies, they were proud that now Rasulullah has come to us, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever he goes, it gets the honor. That place gets the honor. And my dear Islamic brothers, Aka alayhi salatu was salam nisbat with Medina, and the love, subhanallah, Ala Hazrat had for Medina to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can just imagine. He writes, us gali ka gada hu main jisme, us gali ka gada hu main jisme, mangte tajdar phirte hain. My dear Islamic brothers, he says, I am the beggar of that street of Medina where the crown kings,
the crown-headed kings, they also ask, they also beg. And alhamdulillah, I am the beggar of that street of Medina, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. Then he shows one of his loves, in one of his couplet of his poetry, he says, Paraye dil bhi na nikla tumse tohfe me raza. Allahu Akbar, he's showing the respect of the dogs of the street of Medina to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Allahu Akbar, then he says, O raza, you couldn't even give the part of your heart as a gift to the dogs of the streets of Madina to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Un sagane kuse itni jaan pyari wah wah. For the sagan of Madina to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you think your life is more valuable than those sagane Madina. Allahu Akbar, this was the love Ala Hazrat had for the Sagane Medina, Allahu Akbar. And my dear Islamic brothers, you imagine what love he would have for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anything which had connection, anything which had nismat, anything which had attachment with Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnah, Asha Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, he showed the gratitude, he showed the love for that. Allahu Akbar. This is what we look in the seerah of Ala Hazrat. You would like to mention anything which relates to the love of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim?
Imagine to the fact that after being fully drenched, drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what urge and yearning he would have to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to do the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to see the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it is narrated that at the occasion of the second time when he alayhi rahmah went to Hajj, he had this urge. Obviously every Ashiqi Rasul have this urge to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we hear many incidents where people see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their dreams. So very few times we hear that someone saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of wakefulness with the eyes of their head. And in this case of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he went for Hajj for the second time, and he went to the Rozay Mubarak, and he was reciting, he had this urge in his heart that he wants to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was reciting salawat as-salam, he was sending salawat as-salam upon Aqa alayhi salatu as-salam, but first night he was not successful. Second night he was not successful. That is the time when he wrote this kalam, wo suwe lalazar phirte hain, tere din eh bahar phirte hain. They're referring to Aqa alayhi salatu as-salam that they go to the garden, oh spring, even your days become fortunate. When Aqa alayhi salatu as-salam goes to the garden, and then the couplet you decided, us gali ka gada hoon main jisme mangte tajdar phirte hain, phool kya dekhu meri aankhon mein dashte taiba ke khar phirte hain. And when after all this he still was not successful in beholding the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then in the maqta, in the last couplet, he writes, koi kyun poochhe teri baat raza. And now look at the humility, look at the humbleness to which Ala Hazrat is putting himself into. That koi kyun puche teri baat raza, tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain. Now Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma over here, he used the word dog for himself out of humility. So we obviously, the devotees, the slaves of Ala Hazrat, we replace that word out of respect. So we say shayda hazaron phirte hain. But Ala Hazrat used the word dog for himself over here, referring out of humbleness. So when Ala Hazrat wrote the shayr, the karam was there, the fazal was there, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam blessed Ala Hazrat with his zidar in the state of wakefulness. Look at the maqam, the rank he has in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that not only the urge is present there, look at how sincerely he would have written this kalam, and how sincerely he would be present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam blessed his true slave, his true devotee with his own vision in the state of wakefulness. But then, if we sort of look the whole incident in totality, it doesn't end here. But what happens to us when we have an urge for something? We very badly want something. And once we have it, our urge is finished. We are done with it. And we don't sort of have the same urge anymore. But in the case of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, when he was blessed with the vision of Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, his urge even increased more. Yeah. So when he had this urge, when he wanted to see the vision of Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he wrote this kalam, وَسُوَ الْعَلَىٰ ذَارْ فِرْتَي هَيْ. Then this karam was there. And after beholding Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasalam, when he quenched his thirst by beholding Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasalam, after that, his thirst even increased more to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what does he write then? Yaad mein jiski nahi hoshe tano jaan humko. Yaad mein jiski nahi hoshe tano jaan humko. Phir dikha de wo rukh ae mehre se roza humko. That the one in whose remembrance we've lost ourselves, in whose remembrance we've lost all ourselves, make us behold the same vision once again, O illuminated sun.
My dear Islamic brothers, I would like to share the love of Ala Hazrat for hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, one is love for the personality of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Here, Ala Hazrat is showing the love for hadith, the words of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. How he would do the ta'zeem, the respect for hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to share few Madani pearls onto this. The very first is that whenever he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would give darse hadith, whenever he would do the dars of hadith, he would sit, when you sit the way you sit for a tahiyyat position, those are, he would sit at the position you sit for a tahiyyat in tashahud in salah. This was the respect he used to show when he would give the Darse Hadith. And my dear Islamic brothers, further it is written that a Hadith Mubarakah he would not touch without wudu. Allahu Akbar. And he would not teach without wudu the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because these are the word of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Because these are the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the third, he would not put any other books on top of the books of ahadith. Allahu Akbar. This was the love he had for ahadith of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And my dear Islamic brothers, if while Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman would be explaining any ahadith Rasul, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and anybody else would cut into that conversation, Ala Hazrat would mind. Very, very hardly he would mind onto this, that why somebody cut into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My Islamic brothers, how much love we have for hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How much concentration do we have when somebody is mentioning the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We need to understand this. We need to learn from the seerah of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever thing was related to Aka Kareem, he showed his respect, honor and love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We all, it's a common nara today, gulam hai, gulam hai, rasool ke gulam hai, gulam ye rasool mein maut bhi kabool hai. This is our nara, we say this with the tongue. When is our ishq Mustafa when we are asleep at the time of Fajr? When is our ishq Mustafa when we are going to these immoral weddings and these events? When is our ishq Mustafa when we are lying in our businesses and our jobs just to earn money? When is our ishq Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam?
We don't understand the requirements of backing of a claim, that what are the requirements to have the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we are so far away from the teachings of our aslafi karam, of our righteous predecessors rahimahumullah salam, who have shown us how to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, viewers of Madani channel, through watching Madani channel, would have learned how Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi followed Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, we don't even know what are the requirements of, what are the requirements to fulfill in order to have our claim valid that we do love Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. That's where the problem nowadays comes.
One of the ways to love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasalam is to love his sunnah as well.
Subhanallah.
Today, how punctual are we on sunnahs? For example, ourselves, views of Madin channel, that in our homes we are very pious. We go to the masjid, everybody thinks we're pious. But if we go to if somebody calls us to a wedding, then our ishq Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wasallam stays at home. And we have to go attend these immoral functions. Why is it that we pick and choose when we are ishq Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wasallam?
In the hadith of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who loved my sunnah, he loved me. The one who loved me, he will be with me on the day of judgment in Jannah, inshallah. So this is what the simple solution is. If you claim the love, you have to have the dalil and proof for that love, which is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think that's what's the message we have given.
People have seen people and have accepted Islam. Mm-hmm. Even in the beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami, somebody sees the Madani Huliya and they accept Islam. Mm-hmm. It's the way we look as well. So unfortunately, today we walk down the roads and we see Muslims, but we don't know, should we give this person salam or not? We can't even tell by the face, is he a Muslim or not? So when we say, when we claim we are Ashq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have every aspect of your life as the Ashq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, inshallah we'll have the success in the dunya and the akhirah. But we have this thing that if we keep the bed, how are we going to get married? Nobody's going to get married to a person with a bed. People are going to say, oh, he's a Maulvi sahab. How can we get married to him? We're not going to get the good jobs. But what about the awliya Allah? What about the people in the past? Today we think, oh, it's just a sunnah, leave it. It's not first, it's just sunnah. We say, okay, it's just a sunnah, leave it. But awliya Allah, the difference was, they would say, this is a sunnah, let's take it. Right. Let's act upon this action thing. Inshallah. People think that, oh, what will people say? I keep a bed, what will people say? I don't drive a very nice car, I have to have a good job, what will people say? If I don't go to a certain place, what will people say? If I go to the, I'm always in the masjid, what will people say? If I wear certain clothes, what will people say? But instead of people, why do we think that, what will Allah and His Rasul think of us? We always think about people. Everything we do in our life is for people.
Mashallah.
So we should not think what people think of us. We should think that when we go in our grave, as Allah has just said, I'm taking the light in my grave. When we go, what are we taking into our graves? What have we prepared for our graves and for our akhirah? Always think that many times a day we should be thinking about our death. That any time I could go out of my house, I could be hit by a car and I could be killed. We don't know, life is very short. Soon that time will come when we will be lowered down into our dark grave.
That's when the people will say he was a good person.
That's when people say he was a good person.
That's the answer to the question. You know, what will people say if I do this? What will people say if I go to masjid? People, at the end of the day, whether we abide by sunnahs or don't abide by sunnahs, they'll forget you.
Sure. The only thing people say that, they don't even call you by your name. Then your name is changed to the body. Take the body away. They won't say, take my father, take my mother away. They say, take the body away. The body starts to smell. And your own family members who love you, they say, put him in the grave, cover him with more mud. Make sure no light is left. Put him into the grave, you know, as soon as you can, take him away from us. So this, my dear saying, brothers, we need to think about these things, that prepare for our akhidah before, inshallah, it's too late for us.
Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are just finishing our silsila, our program's time, and I would like to take a few concluding remarks from the Mubalighin of Dawat Islam, inshallah. Before I go to those these brothers, inshallah, I would like to tell you the conclusion from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One of his couplets says, Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Unhe jana, unhe mana. We recognized Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Unhe mana, we believed in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Na rakha ghair se kaam. From others, we had nothing to do with others. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahil hamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers, if we would like to go from this world with iman, then love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this will complete your iman, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. We will die on iman, inshallah. Azza wa jal, jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fuzool kare Khuda, jisko dard ka maza naze dawa uthaye kyun? Ji.
We should make Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala is our role model. Wherever we find that Rasulullah done this certain thing or done this act, just follow it. Just as Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi did, any sunnah he used to find, follow it. If you want success in the dunya and in the akhirah, make Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala our role model. Inshallah, we'll have success in the both worlds, inshallah.
Mashallah. Many Islamic brothers keep reciting salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And from today onwards, have your intention that the personality who shall be loved the most is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim, which is a very simple and straight message from Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. And I conclude this silsila upon sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A multi-dimensional personality. A multi-dimensional personality. Imam Muhammad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza.